Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of More Horror Than Horror. Tonight, joining us on the show, we have a very special guest, Mr. Israel Luna, writer and director of probably one of the most original and very entertaining films that I've seen within the last 6 months, Twisted Trainees with Knives and Fright Flick. Well, welcome to the show, Israel.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good. Well, if you want to start off by giving everybody just kind of a brief background on yourself and on your endeavors into the filmmaking industry.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm from Dallas, Texas, and I started making films maybe about, I don't know, like in 2000, so about 10 years ago. And I have my own little production company here in Dallas. Dallas isn't really a filmmaking city, so I feel like the big fish in the small pond, which is kind of cool. And I've always, my first love has always been horror, so I've always wanted to make horror movies since I saw The Exorcist when I was a kid. So, and there you have it.
When I first heard about you, I was on, you know, Facebook, and I ran across the trailer for Ticked Off Trainees with Knives, and that's where I originally was my interest.
It was love at first sight.
And
it's everything Griff's loves and more.
When I watched the trailer, I thought to myself, this is the perfect combination of Last House on the Left meets John Waters.
Pink Flamingos.
And I knew right there that there was a marriage made in heaven between the two genres. And I must say, Israel, that movie was entertaining from start to finish. Very original. I was speechless. I really enjoyed it. And you know, found myself, you know, calling Tim, telling him, I was like, dude, I said, you got to see this movie. It's entertaining, funny. It never slows down. But terrific job on the film, by the way.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much. You know, when I first decided to put the two genres together of, you know, like having transgender women and then adding some comedy and also horror, I honestly didn't think that it would go anywhere. I thought it might make one festival and then it would just slowly die off. So it's really amazing that it's really crossed over into horror and you know, horror film festivals and everything. It's really awesome to know that it's doing that.
Yeah, I was amazed at the way the flow of the movie was. I mean, like I said, it you know, you have to build up to it. You just don't go right into the gore or the blood shedding. But there was enough comedy, you know, quick one-liners. All the characters, you know, worked real well together, you know, because they fed off of each other. And plus, you know, you had, it was all, you know, spread apart evenly to where you didn't have big clumps of certain dialogue in one area, and then it was dry in another area, then dialogue or action. I mean, it was all evenly spread throughout the whole movie, which kept it entertaining from start to finish. And it just slowly began to work its way up, you know, into the final climax and stuff at the end of the movie, which I thought was terrific. And I have to admit, I was second guessing the actresses in the movie. I was sitting there, you know, knowing a brief description of, you know, kind of what the movie was loosely, you know, aimed towards. You know, you don't really come out and say, you know, this is what's going on in the press release or anything. So you're sitting there, you know, second your guess and yourself saying, you know, are these men, women, you know, what are they? But I have to admit, you know, like I told you a couple of days ago when I text messaged you, what is her name? Crystal Summers is probably by far one of the most astonishing women that I've seen in my entire life. I still, everybody I talked to all week when I was working, I was telling them about this movie. I'm like, dude, you're just mesmerized. I mean, there's no getting around it. I mean, you're just sitting there. Honestly, you can't believe what you're seeing.
How many people came in for the cast call on that when you're looking for those roles? Is that all? Is that all local Dallas?
Yeah, I actually wrote it with Crystal in mind as the lead because, I mean, one, she really is unbelievably stunning. She's even more beautiful when you see her in person, and she's sweet inside and out. And I wrote it for her, just crossing my fingers when I gave her the script that she would take it, and she did, and she did a really great job. This is her first film, so I was really impressed.
She did a fantastic job, like I said, and it definitely had that Last House on the Left feel. You know, of course, you have, you know, the whole revenge factor and everything, which was where I got the, you know, the kind of the Last House on the Left, I Spit on Your Grave type of thing. But then it also had the comical elements and the character elements of, you know, a John Waters film, if I can say so. But just phenomenal again. But on your on the other movie that I received of yours, Fright Flick, you'd said that it was a kind of a...
like a homage?
Homage to the 80s slasher film. And I was quite impressed. Very simple, to the point, good storyline. Couldn't have asked for probably a better independent film, you know, within the next, you know, within the last 6 months that I've seen anything come out independently. But I definitely liked the little touch of the, was that the Creepshow factor that you threw in with the kind of the comic books element that you added to it?
Yeah, absolutely. There was, I borrowed a little from Creepshow because I loved those, and a lot from the Friday the 13th films, because I really liked the whole storyline of just having one kind of secluded location and throwing in a few crazy characters and just doing the whole Agatha Christie kind of old school way of just having one by one, they're disappearing. And of course, you know, we didn't have a huge budget, so that was going to work really well with this genre.
Right. Now, there was, you had stated also that there was kind of an interesting backstory to that. Would you like to elaborate on the creation of Fright Flick?
Oh, absolutely. There's there was a movie that I shot, excuse me, back in about, I guess, 03 or 04, called The Deadbeat Club, and it was such a horrible experience that I really felt like killing most of my cast and crew. And so I did the next best thing. I did it in a screenplay, and I kept their real names, and I slaughtered them off like I wanted to slaughter them off when we were on the set. So I wrote a script about a production company going to a small town, and they get killed one by one. And after we shot it, I invited my whole cast from the Deadbeat Club and said, "There you go. That's how I felt about you on the set."
Oh, I thought that was great. We were cackling, looking over the press release on that.
I'm not going to give anything away to the listeners. I'm going to make them watch the film so they can find out exactly what and what part that I'm referencing. But I have to say that the last probably 10 minutes, I couldn't help but laugh when you had the final scene shot. I seen that and I was laughing hysterically. I thought that was probably the funniest thing that I had seen in probably, you know, quite some time. I thought it was really cool that you paid homage in that way, and I'm sure everybody will know what movie I'm talking about when they see the movie. So, but again, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I always borrow things that really inspired me when I was a kid when I was watching horror movies, and there are even some death scenes in there that I take from other horror movies that because they left an impression with me, and I want to really pay homage to them and say, you know, hey, look, that killing scene was so awesome that I'm going to, you know, show it for a new generation of horror fans.
Yeah, I know Tim got a kick out of the scene where the chick was run down by the car. He thought that was pretty impressive.
Oh, man. Yeah, there's those small details, man. When you had her scooping up the French fries and putting them back in the box, man, I was rolling. I thought that was absolutely great. And the big giant tub of ketchup you had. Make sure you bring the ketchup back with you.
Right. Well, you guys are horror fans. I can tell. You're catching all the little details.
And I like your little appearance in the movie. So I thought that was pretty funny. I was like, oh, I see who I know who that guy is. So when is the official street release dates for the films, Israel?
TikTok Trannies with Knives just came out November 9th. So we are released now on DVD, pretty much kind of everywhere. And Fright Flick, we just signed the contract with Looking Glass, who is our distributor for TikTok Trannies. There's no street date yet on that one. I'm still putting together special features. But hopefully that'll be like early next year.
Okay, cool. And websites? Are you currently working on anything now, or are you waiting after till the first of the year to start any projects?
Oh, well, I have. It's funny you asked me that. I just had my first read-through of my first my next script. It's a zombie movie, so I'm sure you guys will probably enjoy that. I hope you enjoy zombies.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Always a zombie fan.
So. Awesome.
So
this one is called "Kicking Zombie Ass for Jesus."
Okay.
Wow. That reminds me of Peter Jackson with the wonderful
Dead Alive. Kick ass for the Lord.
I kick ass for the Lord.
Right. Oh my God! Yeah, that's from Dead Alive.
Yep.
Now, do you usually pull from the Dallas? I mean, you pull from the Dallas talent pool. I mean, for actors and stuff, or do you go outside the city or state?
Yeah, everything is pretty much done pretty local. If I do cast someone outside of the city, it's because I don't know why. I mean, it might be from somebody that I know or a friend of a friend, but most of them are Dallas actors, and we use Dallas locations.
Okay. Yeah. Are you going to be showing any of the films at the Frightmare Convention coming up?
Oh, I didn't know about it. What is it?
The
Texas
Frightmare Weekend. It's in Dallas.
Well, you know what? What's funny is we screened at Texas Frightmare Weekend, I think it was last year, maybe the year before. We were the opening film before the conference in Irving, Texas, yeah.
And that was for Fright Flick, or was that for Twisted Journeys?
It was for Fright Flick.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering, because I knew they had a convention coming up, and I didn't watch. I would assume that you would have been part of it.
Yeah, I think the new one coming up, I think, is first week of May.
Yeah.
I think by that time, we'll probably have the zombie movie ready to go.
Yeah, no. They've already got a pretty good lineup for it. It should be a huge turnout.
Yeah, you might get a hold of them pretty quick and see if they got any opening room.
The only Texas Farmer weekend I went to, I met Linda Blair. It was kind of interesting.
Did you tell her you've seen The Exorcist at age 5?
What's funny is I didn't even mention it. When she was doing signings, I ended up giving her my copy of the 1980 movie that she was in called Roller Boogie to find.
Oh, that's awesome.
Did she try to sell you any dog rescue shirts or anything?
Actually, she did not, but we did end up talking for about 10 minutes about raw veganism.
All right.
You know, I like that, though. I like she does that.
Awesome.
Yep.
She could pretty much save anything, and I'd be right there along with her. She's still cute as a button.
Griff just said the words "cute as a button." There's something terribly wrong.
Damn right.
The whole show has just gone down the toilet. Thanks, Griff.
I can say what I want. It's my show.
I know, but "cute as a button" is what
they're
going
to use. "Cute as a button."
Okay.
She's as cute as a button.
All right.
Leave me alone. Quit harassing
me. I forgive you.
You want me to take my screeners back?
No.
Okay, then behave.
What's that got to do with anything? You devil.
So, is there anything, like, what are some of the films that you've purchased in the past, you know, say, 5 or 6 months? Any certain horror films that have come out that you've been ecstatic about seeing?
Let's see. I really haven't been, I've kind of gone digital. I haven't bought a movie in a while, but I did recently watch the original Let the Right One In. I know there's an American version now, but I haven't seen that yet.
It's a big pile of shit.
Yeah,
it's about the same movie, though.
No,
really,
it's shit.
It's the same.
Come on, dude.
Only thing they did differently was ruin those attack scenes. The attack scenes were ruined with the rubber band lady.
Keep the CGI kitties where they belong.
I hate the CGI stuff, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, we were pretty amazed. We got to see that.
Yeah, we've seen that in the theaters. They brought it in here. I've watched that probably a dozen times. That's one of my favorite movies come out in the last few years.
Yeah, it was really good. I was really impressed with it. It was a nice twist on the. I'm not normally into vampire movies, but that one was pretty good.
Right. And also, do you have any? What is your website? Do you want to give out your website or the production company if people want to maybe order through the mail or give someplace where? Obviously, they can pick it up on Amazon.
Yeah, our website is lalunaentertainment.com, which is L-A-L-U-N-A Entertainment, or we also have tickedofftrannies.com, and that's where you can kind of go to look, you know, have any links or anything if you want to buy the films or any previous films that I have.
Right. And also, too, I just kind of wanted to hint on that you're not only some of the other films that you have on your list. You're not only, I mean, you've directed some other films, too, that aren't of the horror genre. So, would you like to touch on that, kind of, in case some of our listeners would be interested in maybe some of the other titles or other types of movies that you've made?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the first films that I did was a movie called Is Anybody There, which was kind of horror, but it was extremely low budget. And, but yeah, I've also done a small town Texas drama called The Deadly Club. And then we also did another one called Are You Invited, which was sort of like a little gay drama. And I think now, after doing TikTok Chinese with Knives, I feel like I was trying to find my voice.
Right.
And I think I finally found it with Trannies, and that's what I'm wanting to do with my next two films. It's going to be sort of like a trilogy of a mix of horror, gay and lesbian, and also... And with the next one, it's going to be with a touch of Christian religious film.
Cool.
So, Christian religious film. That's just, that's more frightening than a horror movie, really. Wow.
Well, you know, basically what we like to do is we like to focus on the small independent guys that don't really have a large voice for themselves because they're always going up against the bigger companies. And anytime...
Avatars.
Yeah, any time, you know, we can get, like, some independent film, whether it's, you know, just regular dramas or horror or anything, you know, if the director or actor has, you know, other stuff on his plate that he's done, we also like to promote that also, even though we don't focus on that all the time. But like I said, I was extremely pleased with both the films that I had the privilege of watching, and I couldn't have asked for, you know, a better 3 hours wasted after a long day's work than what I got to watch with your two films. And I appreciate you sending them to me, and I appreciate you being on the show tonight. And maybe we'll have you on again when the zombies start attacking.
Absolutely, guys. And that really means a lot, as you say that, because I know you guys love horror as much as I do, and you're my target audience. So the fact that you caught so many details and so many homages that I did, it really means a lot. So thank you.
All right, Israel. Well, thanks for joining us on this episode. And good luck in the future. Much success. And thank you again. And thanks for joining us on this episode.
That's not the whole episode, you crazy bastard. We're going to commercial break.
Oh, well, I didn't
God
know.
Damn, it's the shortest episode ever. You
like, God damn, that was 23 minutes. we got 42 minutes of commercials.
I know it.
We're going to eat some turducken. Fuck yourself. That's next. We'll see you in 2 weeks, bitches.
We're going to commercial. We'll be right back.
Fuck, I don't know. Okay. I get a fucking note thrown to me. 10 minutes.
Jackalope 105 FM. It's time to rock your routine. Music that matters and not the same old talk. It's time for real variety. It's time for Jackalope 105 FM. The real alternative. Rock your routine. Jackalope105FM.com.
What?
An hour? It's only been 20 minutes.
What fucking time did we start?
Goddamn, 10:20? Griff has not got a built-in clock. That's why his first show was 10 minutes long.
Fucking, I'm going to go shit in this fucking
hat. Welcome back to the show after this massive fuck-up.
They done left, Griff.
What the hell are you blowing the microphone out for, Griff? You grab that so much like it's Johnny Holmes.
I'm tangled up.
I'm tangled up.
God
damn it. I got spider sack juice all over my
Get a hold of yourself.
This is the Stiff the Griff Bennett. Come on down.
That's right. We're going to hook you
and
up.
And I'm back.
And you're back.
Get some tasty fried chicken.
I'm back.
Get you some fried chicken.
Come on down.
Oh. Come on down to Meat and Taters. I liked him. He was extremely nice.
He was really a cool guy. Yeah, he seemed to enjoy doing what he does. So that's good.
Dallas. All right.
So, movies. Jeez. Let's talk movies.
I don't know after that last
shitty movie. Movies.
Shitty cell phones. Let's talk shitty cell phones.
Let's talk about shitty DVD companies.
Uh-oh.
Hey, before anything else, let's talk about this fucking egghead that's remaking Martyrs. You heard
about
this?
Hold on there for a second. I thought you were going to diss out Vincent Price on Batman. I was going, hold on a minute, man. I like
Easy.
Egghead. Hang on.
Don't make us get the fucking Wookiee bats out.
That's right. Hold on. Hold on a minute.
Someone's going to get tased up in here.
I'm a little bit pissy.
No, did you read this guy's fucking response about it?
I didn't see anything at all about anything at all, so you might
He wants to... They got the guy, I don't know his name, that did the Last Exorcist, Last Exorcism.
Oh, no.
That came out.
That movie sucked.
That's who they tagged to be the new director. And when they asked him about it, he said, well, I want to remake it, but I want to do it American style. I don't want you to feel like you have to put a gun in your mouth when you're done at the end. I want it to have a glimmer, quote, a glimmer of hope at the end.
Right.
Martyrs. So what, they're going to put her fucking skin back on and let her walk out the fucking door?
Exactly. Holy cow, Griff. Don't hold back, Godzilla. Tell us how you feel.
That's what I think about your remake.
I are pissed.
I think your remake is a stupid idea.
I are pissed. No.
Appreciate it.
I have been trying to get some information back from a certain DVD company who I will.
Are you gonna go into that?
Hey, fuck yourself, Dark Skies.
I'm pissed.
Come, really? You're gonna go down that road? I don't want to.
I ain't gonna register your film.
Hold on. Let me tell you something about the Kansas City Star that just. But I know you've seen this. Every time they don't screen it for the critics, they throw a little hissy fit and bitch about it in the paper. And still to this day, they dog the Dark Knight. How come every time they get a chance, the Kansas City Star has to dog the Dark?
What
so let's not be like.
About it?
No, I'm not. Oh, I'm dicks. Not. I'm not dogging because I can't get screeners. The thing that upsets me is you know. As you know as well as I know, the market out there where these places are holding, or you know, where you can go buy DVDs,
is shrinking
up pretty damn quick.
Shrinking.
So if somebody, you know, and I'm not saying I have to get the DVD, but when I'm calling,
what do you mean? There's a red box on every.
But when I, but
yeah,
when
don't
I,
have anything in it.
But when I call or send an email for simple press pack
right.
for a list of releases that are coming out or some information on a release.
Okay, fair enough.
And I get no. Jack and I'm shit. Sorry, you know, you don't have enough. You know, you don't have a certain amount of numbers yet.
You don't have a
you don't have an adequate amount of traffic.
No. What was the term they called?
That's not true. That's I figured out what that is, Griff. The only way that even calculates how many people, you have to install that toolbar in your web browser. And when you install that toolbar, if the person happens to have that toolbar, because so many people are technically savvy enough to know what that is.
What is that, like the Better Business Bureau, where they get a rating on your?
Well, they get if someone with that toolbar goes to Griff's website, suddenly it pops up and says, "Oh, wow, this guy likes this website." And so, let's say 10 people go. Well, it'll register 10 people.
So it's all about who you know.
But it's just this stupid toolbar. And you know what I told him? I wrote to him and I said, "You're full of ass, because I don't want to have to install your toolbar to participate in your stupid rating system." And it's all part of guess who? Yahoo.
Well, the thing I was simply wanting to ask was I was trying to get information.
That's all I
was
wanted.
Wanting to say.
He
give
wants
me a
some
list.
Love.
I was trying to get a list of information together of movies that were coming out.
He wanted to feel cute as a button.
Nobody was allowing my buttons to be cute.
Son of a bitch. Don't ever say that again.
So the next time, you know.
Welcome to the cute of the button hour.
I know. What? Really? Come on, Griff.
So the next time I go to a convention and I'm buying your titles for. You know, six for a dollar because you can't sell them because you have no outlets to sell your shit anymore, then I'll be the one getting the last laugh. So
you feel better, Griff?
Fuck off.
Are you feeling better now?
I feel good.
All right, just making sure. Shit.
So, some people want to play ball. Other people don't want to play ball.
All I want to do is play
video games. We'll give Israel Luna our money. Fuck them.
Yeah.
That's right.
I am. I want to buy the trainees, and I'm buying the Fright Flicks and...
Yes, you're going to buy some trainees.
I like trainees. Those are funny trainees. Those
made me
laugh.
What's the girl's name? Or the is that the right term to use, girl?
Transgender.
It's a chick with a dingleberry?
No.
Oh, shit.
The transgender, from what I understand, is a male who is in the process of becoming female.
So what do we got? What kind of a
What kind of window are we
looking at? What kind of a tricked out trainee we talking about here, boy?
We got the shake and the bake.
No, I'm talking about when's the...
When's that tricked out trainee coming over?
When's the time warp going to be complete?
Whenever they get enough movies made, I guess.
Tricked out trainees.
I don't know anything about it. The only thing I knew is it's a goddamn good film. That's all I got to say.
I'm just saying. I wonder if he could get her in there at Texas Frightmare. Curl up next to Clyde Barker.
I don't know, but you guys are just golly.
And we're back.
And we're back.
Well, hello, little lady.
You want to buy one of my god awful fucking paintings? I painted it with my left foot while I watched my right foot.
Do you want to go to Midian?
What the hell is wrong with you? The pith helmet is cutting off the circulation. Son of a bitch.
I bet he is a cool, smooth son bitch.
Oh my god, I don't know anymore. Yeah, it was all good until Tim put on the pith helmet.
Yeah, we all went to shit.
Yeah, damn, this son of a bitch done went to hell.
It's like a suction cup. It's like I'm going to get beamed up by the extra tray out reels.
God damn it. You make me laugh and distort my shit.
What's in the mug tonight?
What's in the mug? What's in the mug?
Oh, god damn.
Bubble cake.
Did you ever see that carrot? I gotta show you this picture. This carrot.
Carrot top.
That's a carrot.
Where'd you get that?
That was. He grew it himself. Kathy grew that carrot.
I remember that carrot.
Isn't that funny?
That's a horrible carrot.
Look at this carrot.
Look at the carrot.
Tim, I ain't even kidding around.
Carrots. That's a real carrot.
That, oh, Jesus.
One of the people.
That's a tran carrot.
That's a tran carrot.
What the hell? It's like. Is that a baby carrot down there?
Isn't that funnier than hell? You know you're going to laugh at that. Oh. Shit, that shit ain't even right.
Oh.
Carrots are good for you.
Carrots are good.
Give you good eyesight.
Jesus, man. All I know is, you know what? Wow. I'm glad you didn't go too far off, Griff. I'm really proud of you. You stayed within your bounds of cool. I'm proud.
Cool.
I'm proud.
He stayed cute as a button.
Oh, shit.
Hey, I like the phrase cute as a button.
Oh, I'm sure you do. The rest of us are cringing in horror.
That was the term you were using when you were rubbing up against her in Baltimore.
Cute as a button.
She's so cool.
She's as cute as a button.
I don't even know who the hell we're talking about at this point.
Talking about Linda fucking Blair, man. Let's get the shit together.
He only uses the term cute as a button for one woman.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
That's it.
She's as cute as a button.
She's so special. Why is that, I wonder? Why you like that, man?
See, I save that for for the one and only Sissy Spacek. She's cute.
Oh, now he's going to barf because you mentioned Sissy Spacek.
And that carrot made me think of
Jody, Jodie Foster.
I can't believe you just said that, man.
Can you imagine the menage a train wreck between her and Jodie Foster?
Now, hold on.
Sissy Spacek, Jodie Foster.
What in the hell is wrong with you?
Christy McNichol.
Dude. I got a headache, dude.
Oh,
get off me. You sound like old Bear.
Wow. Are we really going there? I guess we are.
I think I put too much salt in it.
Dude. My butt hurt, dude. Don't get me.
Oh, Lord. And people at home are going, what is this show about exactly?
If you don't know what we're talking about, you might as well go.
Just go rent the movie Coal Miner's Daughter starring Sissy Spacek and you'll know exactly what we're talking about.
And Tommy Lee Jones is
the best part where he fucking shows up with that fucking hog and gives him the hog in order to date his daughter. Buys the old woman the fucking plug at you in tobacco.
What the hell,
Have
man?
You never seen that movie?
Why would I want to see that movie?
Are you shitting me? You've never seen Coal Miner's Daughter?
The three best non-horror films that you should watch is fucking Silkwood.
What?
Silkwood, Urban Cowboy, Coal Miner's Daughter.
You crack addict freak.
Oh.
Get the hell out of here. What the hell is wrong with you?
Scott Glenn in a fishnet tank top?
Have you never seen Urban Cowboy. Urban Cowboy is one of the greatest horror films.
Sissy! Sissy, give me a beer, Sissy!
Uncle Bud came by today. He said, Lee, we live like pigs.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
It's the greatest one-liner movie in the world.
We need to just morph those three movies together. Fuck it, let's just make a...
Oh, you guys are sick.
An urban gold miner.
Throw in Gilbert sick Grape bastard. For dessert. Oh, man. Gilbert Grape.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Leonardo.
Hold on a minute. Everything was fine until you start...
Leonardo, we got the part of a lifetime.
You know, that was the John Travolta trilogy of shit, okay? Saturday Night Fever. Oh.
Sacrificing Lidge. I am raising the hand of God right now. No. I'll
tell you something.
Urban Cowboy is beautiful.
Every single one of those movies ends as the most depressing
Scott
movie.
Scott Glenn is one of the greatest fucking villains ever.
It might be, but that movie sucks.
Nobody could pull off.
Come on, Deborah Winger.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Y'all got to say, Officer and Gentleman's another downer.
Deborah. The asses hanging themselves.
The greatest, the greatest line ever spoken in any movie, period, is, God damn it, Sissy, why did you make me hit you? That is the best line ever uttered in film.
Oh, you know what? I got to go to the bathroom
it's
after
priceless. You watch Urban Cowboy and you will laugh for a week just thinking about shit that you hear in that movie. Yes, it's
you
beautiful.
You will, Todd.
Coal Miner's Daughter, Urban Cowboy.
I've never seen Silkwood.
Silkwood's funny.
Isn't that the one with the cancer and the...
Yeah, where they're all working in the radioactive, like,
what
shit.
What the hell's good about that? That movie's depressing as hell.
It's funny.
It's everybody getting cancer. Giggle, people, giggle.
It's Cher trying to act? Fuck, dude, it don't get no better than that.
Well, Cher has only been in one movie that matters.
It's got Kurt... I think it's got Kurt Russell in it. Is Kurt Russell, Cher, and...
Rocky.
And, and what's the other?
Go to your happy place, shit. Rocky.
Meryl Streep. They fucking scrub that old woman down with the wire brush because she gets contaminated, and their fucking wig sitting on the.
Pretty fucking sad.
It's fucking hilarious.
Mask. That's what I.
Masks is funny too.
Mask. That's Sharon her finest. Mask. Sam Elliott is the hunky hunky biker.
Where's your mom at, Rocky?
Where's Ma at, Rock? Get me another beer, Rock.
Give me a beer, dude.
Gar? Is that you, Gar? My 12 head inches, Gar. Because if you want to look like Rocky Dennis, you better drink your milk.
Why don't they remake Mass? That'd be awesome.
What they ought to remake is Rocky versus Rocky. Have them both in the fucking ring going at it. Sylvester Stallone blows, could never knock him out. The kid with a 12-inch cranium.
You fight like a bum rock. You're fighting like you got a melon head.
You're fighting against a kid who wants to go across Europe on a motorcycle, Rock. You can beat him.
Let's do it. Let's find
the kid describes things as billowy.
Surely somewhere in Missouri we can find highly qualified Rocky character. I know when I worked down in southern Missouri, there was many contestants for that role.
Oh, those movies are classic. I mean, yeah, they're not horror films, but good God.
If there was just one decapitation, they'd fall right in the horror category.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Just train wreck movies, but they're just so priceless because of fucking people that they're just complete white trash.
Todd probably doesn't like fucking Boy in the Bubble either.
With John Travolta?
I think he just hates Travolta. Travolta looks like a white Tracy Morgan to him. But he can dance a lot better than Morgan. He can pull off the polyester white suits.
God, there used to be a TBS there for a while, ran fucking Urban Cowboy like three or four times a week.
Yeah, it's still on all the time, man. I just seen it the other day.
And country music television used to run it an awful lot, too.
They support those wife-beating movies.
There's a couple of times where they played Coal Miner's Daughter and Urban Cowboy back-to-back.
It's a trifecta right there.
They don't make no better than Gillies.
And they throw a sling blade in the middle of it and they got a party.
Ooh.
Get the fuck out!
I ain't gonna eat none. That's got Peters in it. Think you're right. There's one right there.
Dude, get me some mustard.
You funny, huh? Funny, ha, ha, ha. How are you funny?
I bet old Slingbait thought she talked funny. You gonna get me some, dude? I got a headache, dude.
I know how to fix that. I call it a sling blade.
Can't so much drink a glass of water around a midget or a piece of antique furniture. Makes me want to puke. Oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah. See, if they would have put Dwight Yoakam in Urban Cowboy. Oh, man. Playing that same character.
They cast that movie perfect, though. Deborah Winger. She just looks like a train wreck anyway, no matter where she's at.
I think they brought in her original trailer, and that's what they used. Here you go, Deb. Sit on down. Here's a pack of smokes.
Pick them up.
We're going to bring you a six-pack of Zima to do the whole movie.
I said pick them up.
You don't got to show nothing. Just wear this wife beater for 2 days.
That's Adele. She's just leaving.
Where's Sissy?
I told her not to go to Gilly's. I think that's what I'm going to watch on Christmas Day. Just Sling Blade, Urban Cowboy, and Coal Miner's Daughter back to back to back to back. Come here, kid. Sit down. Is this how you want to live? You go to college. Fucking city boy.
Almost died today and you didn't even care. God damn.
Sissy, you been riding that bull?
See you later, girls. I got myself a cowboy. It's fucking sad that I know all the lines from that movie. Man.
I've looked for years trying to find one of them fishnet tank tops so I could be Scott
Glenn. Fucking Glenn Danzig bought them all.
I know. He's like, some bitch is like Richard Simmons in them shorts. He's the only fucker that's got them now. I'm like, dude, you can't wear them things year round. I know it gets chilly in New Jersey.
You mean we're a little bit more there, Glenn, because little Glenn's going to be falling out. Nobody wants to see little Glenn.
Glenn's going to have to start wearing some devil horn suspenders to go with that big old knuckle-headed belt buckle he wears.
Oh, shit.
Danzig in the role of Scott Glenn in the Urban Cowboy. Get on the bull. Sissy. Sissy. Get on the bull, sissy. You coming my way, sissy.
Bud.
Dancing and Sling Blade.
I like the way you talk. Give me some mustard and biscuits. Some call
I got mustard on my fishnet.
Some call it a Kaiser Blade. Some call it a Sling Blade.
Get the hell out. Get the fuck out. Band practice is over, Doyle. Hit the road, bitch.
That there's my Dubler en Blanc Gotter.
Danzig missed his calling, man.
Danzig stars in Sling Blade.
I'm the king of the mechanical bull.
Sissy, that's my little brother stuffed in that hole out back. I don't think you should have done that, Daddy. I want my brother back.
Yep, we're calling you up tomorrow, Glenn. We've got the role of a lifetime, Mr. Danzig. We'll even wear the fishnet stockings.
It ain't got no gas in it.
Yeah, we need to get on that. I wonder if we could find a transgender
to play Glenn.
Danzig impersonator.
call him Manzig.
You know what, man? I think there is
a female impersonator.
There's a midget Danzig impersonator.
I sent you that link.
Yeah, that was okay.
of the crazy little.
Yeah. He'd be all over doing a Sling Blade remake. What do I got to do? I ain't got to wear an Oompa Loompa suit and shit. I'm there, buddy.
Danzig sings all the classics.
In the role of a lifetime.
God. Get off me, you sound like an old bird.
They just don't make them like that anymore.
And those are drive-in movies. Well, the Urban Cowboy and stuff was. I remember that playing when I was a kid. That and Yellow Rose of Texas and all that
I've
shit with Willie
Cole
Nelson.
Daughter, I don't know how many times. I couldn't tell you the first time I seen it. I'm sure it was at a drive-in somewhere.
I just remember watching that part when I was a kid where he shows up at that fucking log, that fucking cabin. And they fucking look at him get out of that Jeep like, where in the fuck planet are you from? None of them's ever seen a car before. And it's like, shows up with that fucking side of beef and they're all fucking happy and like, yeah, we'll sell you our daughter for half a hog. Here's your mom. Oh, hi, mama. Here, have some chewing tobacco.
You want her for a dozen chickens? I'll give you the double two-for-one package.
Jesus. Poor Todd girl.
He's done. He's
repulsed. He's like, these sons of bitches got fucking
we
out
hit
of
a
here.
Subject more fucking tender than Tracy Morgan and Tyler Perry combined. Tyler Perry presents Tracy Morgan and Sling Blade.
You bastards better not be talking about Tracy Morgan in this room.
We got Tyler Perry presents Tracy Morgan and Sling Blade.
Oh my God!
As sung by
potatoes.
As sung
mustard.
By
mustard.
You guys just egg me on with that whole thing. I know you do. You're just devils.
We almost bought you a Tyler Perry movie tonight.
Yeah, man, that was a good
one. Well, I know you're not going to do that.
We was thinking about
you. You guys don't want to do that. You don't want to do that to yourselves. Because then you'd be bringing it in, I'd be like, what show?
It was called Medelia Makes Meatballs.
Whatever, get out of here.
It was $4.99.
It should be. It should be $2.99.
It was $4.99.
Dude, come on, admit it. That's just ass taters.
Ass taters.
Why? Taters. Why? In
you
the
just
hell?
Said. Did you say ass taters?
I sure as hell did.
And you fucking busted my balls for saying cute as a button.
You know what? Ass taters at least makes more sense when talking about Tyler Perry.
This thing just keeps sucking in my skull, dude. It is insane.
The gift that keeps on giving. What in the hell is wrong with your head?
It's like a vortex for all.
It's something really strange, dude. I don't even know what to tell you at this point.
All the madness.
It's scary. It's scary.
And we're back.
So we're getting there. We're getting close. You guys got about 5 minutes left on the old clock. So
5 minutes left.
Fill it up.
Well, I guess we should tell everybody that if they want to check us out, they can go to jackaloperadio.com, check out our old past episodes that are just as scary as this one, and just as insane.
Happy sixth episode. Has it been six episodes we got?
I don't know.
In the can, Todd?
You guys got a lot.
I don't remember the last couple.
Y'all, we wouldn't know why, Tim. Okay, we...
if you have any...
Yeah.
If you want to send us an email... Calling us motherfuckers or telling us that we're cute as a button.
If you know where we can get a transgender Danzig impersonator here in the Kansas City area,
email us at morehorror.
We have
than
big
horror
plans for them.
At hotmail.com.
More horrors than horrors.
Yes.
I don't think it's going to matter because you know what? I don't think there's going to be a transgender impersonator. I know you guys are hopeful, and I can, you know.
We found a Danzig midget impersonator. A midget Danzig impersonator, I guess, would be the better way to put it.
I understand that, but man, you know.
We could throw a little slap of sausage down there and call him good.
One thing I do want to add is people might want to keep listening because I'm working on trying to get somebody on the show.
Big names.
That I'm going to try to get to answer some of these questions on why we can't get fucking movies in stores on the release days.
No.
Good luck with that.
We can't tell you the names, but we can tell you that he worked on sinking ships and
Smurfs on steroids movies.
You crazy, but man, well, ain't no
up and down on his head.
You're fidgeting your button. That's cute as a button.
Yeah, you're fidgeting your cuteness.
You're fidgeting your cute button.
I fidget it 2 inches at a time.
Faster,
Lord.
Harder. Faster, harder, sissy.
It's
dude.
It's gone too far at this point. It's never coming back.
Shut her down.
Shut her down. All right. Well, thanks for joining us on another Madcap Fun Savage Saturday.
Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday.
Saturday.
Oh, no.
We'll see you next week.
Nothing like a Saturday with biscuits and mustard.
French fried taters.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. French fried tater bug. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have that. Mm-hmm.
Bye.
There's a story you should know from 100 years ago. In 100 years, we've waited now to tell. Now the Yankees came along and they'll listen to this song. And they'll quake in fear and hear this rebel yell. And they'll quake in fear and hear this rebel yell. Yee-haw! Oh, the South's gonna rise again. Yee-haw! Oh, the South's gonna rise again. Robert E. Lee broke his musket on his knee, and 1,000 pieces shattered on the ground. But he looked up then, and he gathered up his men. And from his lips there came an awful sound. And from his lips there came an awful sound. Yee-haw! Well, the South's gonna rise again. Yee-haw! Oh, the South's gonna rise again. There's a story you should know from 100 years ago. And 100 years we've waited now to tell. Now to tell. Well, the Yankees came along and they listened to this song. And they quaked in fear to hear this rebel yell. Stonewall took a gun and he made the Yankees run. And he took a fatal bullet in the chest.
In the chest.
And he fell down dead. And old Stonewall said, I'm giving you a dying man's request.
Well, I'm giving you a dying man's request. Gonna rise again. Yee-haw! Oh, the South's gonna